Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from our good friends at New Hope Church of East House is John Brock. How are you, John?
It's good to see you. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you. You're the minister there. You service the flock there, don't you?
I've been the pastor about 10 years, and they invited me to speak 1 week when they first started the church, and I said, all right, I'll give you 1 week, and 10 years later, here we are.
Well, very nice. You enjoy what you do. You have a great passion for it, I know.
Well, we love taking care of the community. Right. There's lots of needs. You know, the Sunrise Side is the best place in the world to live, but doesn't mean that we're void of problems and challenges, and we just love helping people, and that's what the church is all about.
All right, I got to ask you one question before we get into the Christmas Eve barn service. Where'd you come up with the times for your services?
Oh, 9:03 and 10:48. Yeah, yes. We meet there every week at that time. And the reason we did that is, you know, people like me, I'm always 3 minutes late for church, always. And so we said, okay, if you show up at 9:03, you'll be on time. You show up at 10:48, you'll be on time. So that's how we got that crazy idea.
I love that. All right. Now, not so crazy hours for the Christmas Eve barn service taking place Sunday night.
Yeah, this Sunday, typically we have, you know, a couple of services in the evening, one at the church and one at the barn. This Sunday, because Christmas Eve falls on a Sunday,
right,
we'll have one service in the morning. That's 10:48. Traditional candlelight service. We'll have the kids singing and all kinds of fun stuff. But every couple of years, we got this idea from a church near Nashville in Franklin, Tennessee. And actually, several of the country music stars were a part of this. They got the idea of going to a real working barn. No light shows, no big choir cantatas. Wow. It was just simply people coming in the cold, in a real working barn with the sights, the sounds, the smells, very simplistic, and just reading the Christmas story, praying together, and singing a couple of Christmas carols. And I saw it done, and I was really impressed with it. And, you know, we're so busy at Christmas and all the things that we're trying to do and trying to get all these lists done. We thought just one evening we would stop, take a deep breath, and just meet together from lots of different churches and just have a very simple Christmas Eve service, half hour in a real working barn.
Wow. So it's just a service. It's not like a living nativity scene or anything.
We will have, it's a working barn, so there are animals in there.
Yeah.
The barn's cleaned up. It's actually at the Bowden Farm on Old State Road, which is just down Wilbur Road. So on 55, you go on Wilbur, head north. Once the Monument Road tees off, you keep going on Wilbur about a mile and then turn left on Old State and about a mile there. We'll have people actually outside with lights kind of pointing the way. There'll be a star on the barn. But yeah, it's a real working barn. We'll sing some Christmas carols together. We'll read the Christmas story. All we have there is a cattle trough, which is where Jesus would have been put in. That's what the manger really was all about.
Right, yeah.
Manger is a fancy word for a cattle trough.
Yeah.
And then we'll read the Christmas story together and just be real quiet. And we'll have, Wilbur the donkey will be there. We've got some rams and some sheep and I think a couple of horses and some chickens. And it's very quiet, very simplistic. It's cold, so dress accordingly.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, don't wear your Sunday best because that's probably not going to work too well.
Yeah, and it's open to anyone who'd like to come on out.
It is. And we don't take an offering. This is simply our way of just celebrating the birth of Christ. And lots of people are thinking, man, I'm not good enough for church, or cool enough for church, or whatever. Our church is designed that you would come as you are, and just as you are. You don't have to be anything. And so for some people that are thinking, well, I just don't want to be in a church, I'm just not comfortable with that, this is sort of going to be church in the outside. And again, no offering. You just come and receive. That's what this is going to be about.
Very nice. The Christmas Eve barn service, 6 o'clock Sunday, Christmas Eve, of course. And again, it's on Old State Road?
Yep. And you'll see some guys out there with some lanterns kind of heading the way.
Okay.
They'll be parking on site. We're hoping it's going to be cold enough, but not too cold, so that we're not sinking in. But we'll have ample parking there, and people will direct you. And again, it'll be crowded. It'll be cold. There's limited seating, but we try and do that for the elderly.
Yeah.
Take care of that and for kids as well.
Very nice. And of course, the service you said on Christmas Eve morning is right there at the church.
Yep, on Ulrich Road and just across from the dump station, which is pretty ironic there. I can read into that whatever you want. But that will be at 10:48. Again, kids and kind of a traditional candlelight service. We'll have some candles out at the barn, but they won't be lit because we like to keep the Bowden Farm intact. But we'll do a kind of a candlelight service there as well.
Very nice. TowisNewHope.com. That's the website where they can get directions and find out more about your services.
Yep. Or you can call 984-5400. And Kevin, you know, you're kind of Mr. Sunrise Side. Thank you for doing this, not just for us, but the way you've served this for decades here. Merry Christmas to you and Chris and your family.
Well, thank you, John. To your family also, and to your parishioners there at New Hope Church. You guys do a lot of outreach, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Merry Christmas, pal.